JSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Good morning. It's time for Speak Up, and more importantly and specifically, it's time for Fun Drive 2023. Hello, welcome. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the beginning of the live portion of today's installment of Fun Drive 2023. I am Jesse. This is, as I said, Speak Up. And today we are raising money, and you're going to help me and help the station reach our goals today. The goal for my show is $150. And I know we can get there. You can donate online at cjsf.ca/donate. You can give the station a call, 778-782-2573. You can email us and figure something out. You can go to our social media pages and follow the links, the ones you can see on Twitter/X and TikTok. And you can, like I said, go to cjsf.ca/donate as we celebrate 20 years of awesome FM broadcasting here at CJSF. 2003, we began our FM odyssey, and we've been going strong, producing all sorts of awesome content for you, for your friends, for our friends, for the community in general, and just making stuff that you do not find anywhere else. Campus Community Radio is entirely volunteer run, and we depend on the support of listeners to continue to improve our offerings and to continue to bring you the shows and the kinds of shows and the music and all that stuff that you love and expect from us here at CJSF 90.1 FM. So go to cjsf.ca/donate now and make a contribution of $35 or more if you can. Any amount is great, but $35 will go a long way towards hitting that show goal of $150 and our station goal of $10,000. Currently sitting as of last night, haven't done the overnight calculations, just over $2,000. So we got a ways to go, but I know that you will help us get there. You'll help us start that climb. Help me start that climb also by going to cjsf.ca/donate. Okay, so I said that we are celebrating 20 years of FM broadcasting here at CJSF. We have been around for longer than 20 years, but it wasn't until 2003 that we finally managed to get a full FM broadcasting license and get our tower set up and start broadcasting to the Lower Mainland. And in my digging through the CJSF archives, I came across a recording of this, of the moment, the first FM broadcast that CJSF ever did. So I'm going to transport us all back to that day through the magic of audio time travel, and we're going to listen to the joy and the excitement in the voices of all the what seems like dozens of people crammed into Studio A at our old location up here on Burnaby Mountain. And you're going to be so inspired by hearing this that you're going to go to cjsf.ca/donate and make a contribution to this year's fund drive. So without further ado, here it is, the first FM broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
sounds of 200 people in one small DJ booth here on CJSF. We're just finishing up our show. Frequency, normally 6 to 7 on Thursdays. And we're the last people. We're just waiting for Anthony Chung.
We got about a minute.
He's got about 1 minute here. And it's going to be crazy, I tell you. Basically, I think everyone's going up for 20 minutes. A bunch of the regular CJSF lifers are going to do 20-minute shows each, and that'll give you just a little sampling of what our station will sound like once we hit 90.1 FM.
Uh-oh.
What's the uh-oh for?
I'm just saying uh-oh.
I don't think there's any reason for an uh-oh. This has been well planned out here.
Anthony, go ahead.
Okay, how many people are in here? About 50?
We're supposed to do a countdown or something like that.
Yeah, we're at 30 seconds.
Well, I know, but don't we...
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. Okay. Here's the magical cart.
Yes, may I have your attention? We have gathered today because we are turning this radio station into FM. As you can see, you've got some tools around you. So grab the one you like the most, and please feel free to ask any questions to this man here. His name is Placido Diaz, and he is here to help us today. He's a highly motivated person, a perfectionist, and an interior design advisor. Grab your positions and listen. Placido, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Placido Diaz. It's a pleasure to be here today, and why don't we get started? Let's put some sabor in this assignment. Okay, ready? Okay, let's go, guys. Come on. Let's get the rhythm, okay? Come on! Okay, guys, I think we need more enthusiasm in this. Yeah, that's right. Let's go! Oh, that's more like it. What about some music? Give it to me. Yeah! Excellent. Faster, let's do it faster. A little bit faster. We're doing it, guys. Yeah. We got it. We did it. Awesome. Estupendo. Awesome. I love it.
So we did it. It's true. You can listen to us on your FM 90.1.
Isn't it awesome to turn on the radio and hear your friends on your favorite shows? Keep the party here at CJSF going. Support your most favorite people on the airwaves and make a donation to Fundrive at cjsf.ca/donate.
Welcome back to Speak Up's Fundrive episode here on CJSF 90.1 FM as we work to reach our goal of raising $10,000 to support Campus Community Radio right here on the FM airwaves, as we've been doing for the last 20 years. As you heard the beginning of that, a fun little countdown, and then some delightfully weird music constructed out of a bunch of sounds. I guess all music is constructed out of a bunch of sounds, but in that case, maybe not the sounds we're used to. And that is one of the great things about what we do here at CJSF, and one of the things I'm very excited to be able to do for you every week is bring you some new and interesting and weird music, some weird sounds, and let you hear stuff that you just will not hear on other FM radio stations, on TV stations, and anywhere but community radio. We do our own unique, awesome, weird, uncommon thing here. And the only way to ensure that we can keep doing this for another 20 years is to go to cjsf.ca/donate now and make a contribution of $35 or $50 to help us keep going. We got a lot of ongoing costs. I'm sure you know that everything gets more expensive every year, and you know that's part of it. But also we have big projects. You know, we've been on the FM broadcasting airwaves for 20 years, and this year or next year we have to replace the tower that carries the transmitter that sends this radio signal out to your ears. And let me tell you, that costs a lot of money. Whether it's the plans or the time spent planning or the actual construction or the cost of the new tower and components and all of that, it's expensive. But you can help us and help make sure that we're able to keep broadcasting to you out there from a tall tower on top of Burnaby Mountain by going to cjsf.ca/donate now and making a contribution to CJSF's Fun Drive 2023. We heard some weird sound collage type material there, and one of the other things I've been able to do here on this show for the last year is a little segment called From the Archives, where I go down to our auxiliary CD archive and pull a few interesting things. And usually it's music, and maybe we'll do that in a little bit. But today I want to return to a CD I found called Music Works 53, Radiophonics and Other Phonies. That is just a really cool compilation with a bunch of music, concrete, electroacoustic, sound art stuff. It's, again, the kind of thing that you're not going to hear on your local rock station or on a talk station or on public radio. You're just going to hear weird, fun, interesting, off the beaten path stuff right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So right now, listen to this excerpt from Voices Inside My Head, Rewind Memory, Mic Liberation, a piece of music, a piece of sound art that was actually originally created for one of our sister stations in the National Campus Community Radio Association, CKUT, in Montreal in 1990 and 1991, and reflect on how great it is to be hearing what you're hearing and how important it is to you to support that weirdness by going to cjsf.ca/donate now.
I am not who you think I am. This voice is invading your space. If it echoes in your listening, that means that you are inside my head. And if you are in my head, then you know my thoughts better than I can say them. You might be thinking that I'm talking to myself, but these are voices inside my head. Your voices. The words that I'm saying aren't mine. My language is disappearing. It's becoming sounds.
Support for FunDrive helps our radio station in innumerable ways. This year, we launched an awesome new CGSF radio app to make our live broadcast and your favorite programs even easier to listen to. Anytime, anywhere. Your support helps make projects like this happen and succeed. Donations allow us to grow and expand projects like the CGSF app, and your contributions will make those a reality. Be awesome with us. Donate now at cjsf.ca/donate.
Thanks, Connor. And yeah, listen to Connor. Go to cjsf.ca/donate and help CJSF reach its FunDrive 2023 goal of $10,000. We can do it. I know that we can. I know that you want to help us get there. It's very easy. Like I said, cjsf.ca/donate, fill out the form, choose the amount you want to donate, pick the show you want to donate to. I'd be very happy if you would donate to my show, Speak Up. Help me reach this show's goal of 150, but donate to many shows. Donate to any other show. Just make a donation. It's great. It's easy. It feels good, believe me. And then you get fun letters with, like, all the cool art on it. I want to shout out Becca Tobin for doing the amazing art for this year's Fun Drive. You can see it at fundrive.cjsf.ca. Oh, yeah. If you're not ready to donate after me doing my best to convince you that it's the right thing to do, you need a little bit more information. That Fun Drive website, fundrive.cjsf.ca, has all sorts of info on, you know, where your donations go, what you need to do in order to donate, why you should donate, plus lots of cool pictures drawn by Becca Tobin. So check it out and make a donation while you're there. There's a link right on that website, or fundrive.cjsf.ca. And speaking of donations, have our first donation of the show. Thank you very, very, very much to Jamie Hill for donating $50 to this program, Speak Up. It means a whole bunch to me that, Jamie, that you have decided to support campus community radio in your community, and that you recognize the value that shows like this, which provide a platform for underrepresented voices, or to hear stories that you're not going to hear anywhere else, or to get a particular insight into a student perspective on a number of issues, a young person's perspective on a lot of issues. That's one thing you can count on here. I myself, no longer technically a young person. My birthday is tomorrow, and I will be officially into my late 30s at that point. But all that aside, there are lots of young people doing stuff here on CJSF. We're on the SFU campus, so naturally there's a lot of students, but you don't have to be a student to be a part of this station, and we get people from all walks of life, but there are a lot of students and a lot of young people, and I think that's one of the really valuable things that you get from CJSF is the voices of young people, which you don't really hear on other FM broadcasters, on other major broadcast platforms. So, Jamie, thank you so much for your donation. If you want to be like Jamie and donate $50 or more or less, any amount is great, but obviously we would love as much as you are able to give. You can go to cjsf.ca/donate. And just to give you a little bit of a taste of that kind of student perspective on important global issues. What do you know? I've got a clip featuring Jamie as Jamie and Paige from Embark, the SFU Student Sustainability Organization, joined me in studio almost a year ago now to talk about the COP27 delegation. It's a global climate conference where SFU has sent some students to participate. And yeah, I'll just let you hear the voices of young people working for change in the world. And you can support the work that they do and the work that we do in bringing their message to you by going to cjsf.ca/donate now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Paige. I was one of the SFU delegates to COP27. I'm also the SFU 350 Climate Education Working Group lead and a research assistant at SFU's Action on Climate team.
Awesome. And I'm Jamie. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability Society. And this fall, we are hosting SFU student delegates to join us for a talk back of sorts to talk about their experiences at COP27, including our lovely Paige here.
Great. Well, to begin with, I guess then, why don't we just set the stage for anyone who might not know, what is COP27?
Yeah, so the COPs are basically, it stands for the Conference of the Parties. The parties in this case being all of the countries involved in this agreement called the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. And this year, the 27th COP took place in Egypt, which was a really exciting opportunity.
And so at COP27, it's a conference. What sort of things are discussed, like broadly climate change, obviously, and climate, but what sort of, what are like the goal, like what was meant to be accomplished here, I guess?
Yeah, so I would say there's definitely two parts of the conference. There's the formal negotiations where all of the countries are having discussions on what's called their nationally determined contributions. So what each country is going to commit to do in regards to climate action. And then there's another section, which is what myself and the other student delegates were a part of, which is more civil society groups, students and youth, various NGOs and governments all sharing their research, for example, in a more public, informal space.
Okay, and so just again, very, very broadly, how do those two halves interact? Like, what is the relationship between the two sort of parts?
Yeah, so in the each country will have a booth, for example, and so this is a really exciting opportunity for the members of the formal delegations to watch panel discussions, for example, from researchers who want to get information directly into those negotiations. Yeah, I would say that's the main connection between the two. Negotiators can also attend panel discussions from NGOs and civil society organizations, as well as youth, which is a really exciting sort of opportunity in between these two groups.
And so why is it so important then to have student young voices and to have students at this kind of event?
I mean, we're the people that are going to be responsible for climate action in the future. And I think youth also have a really exciting role to play because we're going there not on behalf of a business, we're not there on behalf of a government. We're just there in a more honest manner, and we're able to make more radical demands, for example, of our government representatives in ways that they may be too afraid to ask for. Basically just, you know, put fire behind the climate action engine, for example. The electric engine.
Isn't this party awesome?
Yeah, totally. What are we celebrating?
CJSF 90.1 FM's Fun Drive. We've been making awesome campus community radio on the FM dial for 20 years.
I love CJSF. Supporting local media is awesome.
Also be awesome. Donate to CJSF 90.1 FM's Fun Drive now at cjsf.ca/donate.
That's right. Go to cjsf.ca/donate to support your favorite local campus community radio station and contribute to the party as we celebrate 20 years of awesome FM broadcasting here at 90.1 FM. I'm Jesse. It's Speak Up. And, you know, one of the other things that I love to do on this program and that you always tune in to hear is play local music. And that's something that we do all across the programming grid. We put in a lot of effort to make sure that our programmers have access to as much local and independent music as we can manage to sort through. The music department is always working through a huge backlog and can always use all the support that it can get. When you make a contribution to cjsf.ca, you're helping support and fund these opportunities for volunteers or work studies or interns or whoever it might be to come in and contribute to making this radio station that you love work. I mentioned volunteers. A lot of what gets done here is just done out of the passion of volunteers, but it still costs money to run the radio station. And so for that, we are asking you to chip in by making a contribution of $35, $50, like Jamie Hill just did, or even $100. Once you get up in the $100, $150 range, you can do monthly installments, $10 a month, $120 a year. You'll barely even feel it coming out of your credit card every month, but it'll make a big, big difference to us. And if you want to do something fun because we're awesome and you're awesome and it's a birthday of sorts for CJSF, you can donate $90.10. That's fun. That's a fun amount to donate, right? Cool. We play lots of local music. You love to hear local music. I love to play local music here on CJSF, one of my favorite things to do. Even during this ostensibly talk program, I always manage to get a little bit of local stuff in there. And the lucky artist this week is one who I have really enjoyed playing. I discovered in... prior to this, I've seen Grimm play at events that CJSF has helped host, like the Victory Square Block Party, which we live stream every year. But their new record, Your Head is a House, I stumbled upon while preparing for this show right here, and was blown away by the total shift in sound, maybe evolution in sound from a more electro, stripped back, made entirely in a digital audio workstation style of Grimm's early output to a full band experience. And so here we go. You can listen to this sort of title track from Grimm's record, Your Head is a House. This is Your Head is a House That You Live In Your Whole Life. And you can go to cjsf.ca/donate to make sure that you can keep hearing and discovering music from the community you live in. Right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, cjsf.ca/donate now.